TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health. I'm your host, Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Throughout the pandemic, we've heard about the daunting logistical challenges of delivering vaccines to the right place at the right time. From manufacturing to storage, there's a whole lot that goes into safe distribution of life-saving equipment. In her work as a technologist, Nithya Ramanathan has observed small but vital disconnects between medical engineering supplies and the problems they're meant to solve. From her 2021 TED Monterey talk, listen in as Nithya describes how real-time reporting can improve the safety and equity of global vaccine delivery. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snackin' and get crackin' with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Add a little curiosity into your routine with TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll go beyond the headlines and learn about the big ideas shaping your future. Coming up, how AI will change the way we communicate, how to be a better leader, and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
There I was, an American woman, up to my knees in muck, wielding these strange metal boxes. I was in rural Bangladesh, deploying sensors that we'd built in order to understand why the groundwater was making people sick. And I attracted some attention. But my tech simply measured the problem. The local communities that I'd really come to connect with were expecting a solution. So I raised funds, hired engineers from the city in order to dig a deep well and bypass the arsenic and provide access to clean water. And we celebrated. But as I boarded the plane, I thought, what if it breaks? I'm an engineer. I know that's not if, but when. When the well breaks, who will fix it? How will they pay for it? And will they even know there's a problem in the first place? And I soon learned that this is all too often how life-saving equipment is deployed globally in countries with limited electricity and infrastructure. I kept thinking, I don't want to just build sensors that measure a problem once it's very bad. What if instead we brought together the tech built to measure together with the equipment built to solve? What could we unlock? Take vaccines. Vaccines won't work if they get too hot or, surprisingly, too cold. So distributing vaccines requires refrigerators, big and small, to function reliably. Fridges can save lives, but all too often, like any kitchen appliance, they break. Fridge failure is a big problem, and it can happen anywhere. Here in California, in 2015, Stanford Children's Health discovered a fridge that had been malfunctioning for up to 8 months. Staff contacted 1,500 families about revaccinating those children. But what if you can't just get the families on the phone? What if they live a six-hour walk away? What if that first shot is your only shot? The stakes are high, especially now with COVID vaccines. Now, in May 2021, in Tanzania, a failing fridge with our smart sensor prompted response from the regional immunization officer. And a technician was out to the site and fixed some faulty wiring. And all the vaccines at that site stayed safe. Real-time sensor data made all the difference. We built a simple solution that continuously monitors the temperature and keeps that fridge in Tanzania connected. It sends an immediate text message automatically when the fridge fails. And importantly, the nurses and the technicians are ready and equipped to respond and fix the problem. My team and our partners have scaled this technology to over 15,000 sites across Asia and Africa, protecting the vaccine supply for 1 in 10 babies born on Earth each year. And the same data that's used to actually detect the broken equipment can also be used to reveal the strongest links in the chain. These are the best sites and routes to use in an emergency. My team is working now with countries to reveal these pathways for COVID vaccines. So using sensor data, we're identifying the best vaccine sites in terms of temperature control. In turn, these sites can then serve as a backbone for all vaccine delivery, now and in the future. So here's what I've learned. Sensor data can change the game by providing a common source of ground truth that enables coordinated action required to maintain life-saving equipment. Not just vaccine fridges, but any equipment deployed to save lives, from solar panels on hospitals to ventilators and oxygen tanks. But in order to realize these benefits, we need to invest in data and ensure that local communities and countries are in the driver's seat and that they have access to the resources they need to act on what their data is telling them. It's worth it, I know, because I have seen how the same tech can be used to measure, solve big problems, and sustain those solutions, just as my friends in Bangladesh were right to expect all along. Thank you.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.